Jesus. What does Jesus tell us about himself? Many times those are some of the best insights we get into a person is that we see somebody who will tell us some things about themselves along the way and along life's journey, and that's what Jesus did. And the Bible gives us those insights. John has recorded them for us in these I am statements of Jesus, seven of them in the Gospel of John. Jesus is the door through whom you gain abundant life, John tells us. Let's read about that in John chapter 10. And if you pick up a pew Bible on the in front of you, it's on page 694. If you need that, that's why they're there. We hope that you'll turn there. John chapter 10. We'll start reading at verse 1 today. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, he is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he puts forth all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. A stranger they simply will not follow, but will flee from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus spoke to them, but they did not understand what those sayings were which he had been saying to them. So Jesus said to them again, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. The shepherd and the sheep pen are keys to safety of the sheep. Both of those are some key elements. Now, as we read that passage of Scripture and we came to the place where I read it as I am the door, your translation may have said I am the gate. Either one of those are valid. The Greek term behind them can be translated either way. So, door or gate. And usually if it's a fence, we think of a gate. If we think it's a doorway to a house, we think of a door. So either way, but it's the same idea and the same principle, just so you know about those. But what about the sheep pen? Well, just so you give you some ideas about the sheep pen, and I'm sure some of you are going to be really anxious about this, and you're going to want to go home and do this today. But many times the sheep pen was the outside wall of the house was one wall of the sheep pen. Now, doesn't that excite you? Wouldn't you like to wake up to a bleeding sheep every morning? I didn't say bleeding. I said bleating, and you know, because some of you wouldn't know the difference. But anyway, many of them, especially if they only had just very few, two or three sheep, there would be a sheep pen right next to the house. Now, the concept that we get in this passage of Scripture is out in the pasture, out on the outskirts of town, and would have been a sheep pen in which multiple shepherds would bring their sheep to this place, and was large enough that it would have been able to hold multiple flocks of sheep. It would be built high enough that it would make it next to impossible for a thief or for a wild animal to get in. At least it would make it very difficult for them to be able to jump over that and to get in there. And some of them even would have some kind of a covering across at least part of the top of it. And even for that, you can cut down on birds of prey trying to dive down into the sheep pen and get a hold of a sheep. And there would only be one entrance. There's only one door. One gate that would go into the sheep pen. These pens are designed for the ultimate in safety and protection of the flock of sheep. They're designed so that only the people who are supposed to be able to get in can get in. And there would basically have been a doorkeeper a watchman at the door, probably some lower level shepherd who would have known all of the shepherds. That would be key and important. You got to know the other shepherds, otherwise you could let in the thief. But yet that was kind of a low level job and would be there at the door and you know, would open the door and let the shepherd come in and take care of the sheep and find his sheep. And so they're so important. But this door is just the only point of access that's there, and is guarded by this watchman. But as when a shepherd would arrive at the door, and the watchman could open the door and let him go in, and he would walk around in there, and start talking to his sheep. Or he could walk outside the door and go outside and begin to talk to his sheep. And they would hear his voice. And as they hear his voice, they would begin, to respond to him. Now, I have a pastor friend of mine whose name really is Bubba. Bubba Stahl. And if you heard Bubba talk, you would think, yeah, he's probably called Bubba. Don't let that fool you. This is one smart cookie. Smart enough that he's raised two sons to become doctors. And Bubba told me he talked to, I know one of the sons, and he talked to one of them one day and said, one was already in practice in his family practice. The younger one that I know was studying to be an orthopedic surgeon. And Bubba said, what does all of that mean? And the son said, well, Dad, let me put it in terms that you would understand. You can buy the horse. I can buy the cows. And brother can own the whole place. Oh, I got it. I got it. I understand. And so, but Bubba was called to the ministry as an adult. And before that was a working cowboy. And one day when we were talking, having a conversation about his call to the ministry, and he was talking about being a working cowboy, and most cowboys don't like to admit this, but nowadays in Texas, you have to work with sheep. And he was talking about them. And I said something about sheep being dumb. And he said, oh yeah, they sure are dumb. But boy, can they listen. Now, you're going to lose that statement if you don't get this concept. The scripture describes followers of Jesus as sheep. Matter of fact, Bubba went on to say, they don't see very well. We don't have to see well. We walk by faith. But we do have to listen. Because we've got to hear the voice who calls to us. And we have to hear the voice that we follow. For you see, the sheep will not follow a voice they do not know. Because they don't see well, they can see, but because they don't see well, they're not identifying their shepherd by sight. They are identifying their shepherd by a voice, and they will not follow a voice that they do not recognize. There was a shepherd who had a prize-winning sheep that had ended up missing, and he found the sheep and picked it up and was going to carry it home. And somebody else asked him, well, hey, wait a minute, what are you going to do with my sheep? He says, not your sheep, it's my sheep. Well, in the midst of their argument, the police were called, and they decided to resolve the argument was they put the sheep down in a spot and had each man go an equal distance from the sheep. And the man who objected to this man picking up the sheep and taking it home was to call the sheep. Here, sheep. Here, sheep. Here, sheep. Sheep just stood there. The other man who said it was his prize-winning sheep called the sheep by name. And immediately, that sheep turned and went to his shepherd. He called him. He recognized the voice. But notice the shepherd also called him by name. Shepherd called him by name. We have a lot to learn from these sheep. We are a lot like sheep. We are compared to them. And we've got to learn to listen and to know that voice and how wonderful that is, because God communicates to us through the Word. The word is important to God. You pay attention to Scripture, you'll discover that words are important to God. And the Old Testament gives us a great example. The people were given the law, and thus they knew God's expectation. They were given the word of God to them. The people heard from the prophets who called the people to live by the word that they had been giving. The proof that we know the voice of the shepherd is that we live in obedience to his word. That we live in obedience to the teaching of his word. We follow what it says, and we listen and pay attention to his word, and it speaks to us, and we follow it and we obey it. We're also blessed because God has given to those who choose to be followers of Jesus, gives to them the Holy Spirit. And it's the job of the Holy Spirit to help us to understand the Word of God. I heard a story of a Sunday school teacher who had a little boy in his class that his class had been able to reach this little boy, and the church had, and the church helped make sure the little boy got to church. Nobody in his family would bring him. And this Sunday school teacher increasingly was amazed that in the class, this little boy would say things about the Scriptures with great insight and great understanding. And he just couldn't understand how or why that was happening. So one day the teacher decided to go by and pay the boy a visit. He went to the house and knocked. Nobody answered, but he had a sense somebody was at home. And as he was at the house, the driveway went down the side of the house toward the garage that was at the back, and he decided he would walk down the driveway to go toward the back of the house to see if he could see somebody outside. As he did so, as he got near the back edge of the house, he could hear a voice. And then he recognized the voice. It was the voice of the little boy. And he discovered that the little boy was sitting on the back porch with his Bible and said, "Now, Holy Spirit, I don't understand this verse. What does it mean?" You see, that's the job of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's job is to help you and to help me understand God's Word. To help us to understand what it is and what it means and what it's saying to us, just like it did with that little boy. And so God wants us to know. God desires for us to know, to hear, to understand. The sheep will follow the voice that they know. If you say, "Well, I'm a sheep," you say, "because I'm a follower of Jesus." But at the same time you say, "but I'm having a hard time recognizing the voice and hearing the voice." Well, you need some examination. You need to take some time to examine, well, what's going on? But you need to start with yourself, not with the shepherd. Because the shepherd's voice is clear. The shepherd's voice is direct. The problem with hearing is we've lost touch and we don't hear. We don't recognize. And it could be that there's sin in our life that's keeping us from hearing and understanding well, and so we need to identify with that. We need to identify those things and take care of them. Because we have to be in a relationship with Jesus to hear his voice, to identify his voice. Later today, I will call my mother. I haven't done that yet. I'll call my mother, and she won't have to ask who it is. She'll know. You know, in this day and age, she can cheat. She can look at caller ID, but even at that, she wouldn't have to. She'll know who's there, and which son it is. And many people in the world may confuse my brother and I on the phone because we don't look alike, but we sound a lot alike. To most people, there are some who say no. But my mother will know the difference. We'll also call today because it's also my dad's birthday, so a double whammy day at the Knox family. So we'll call, but my mom will know that voice. It's clear. And one time I tried to call. I called my mom and I thought, I'll see if I can trick her a little. And I did. I was successful. But boy, as soon as I started laughing, she knew immediately who it was. You know, she could identify that voice and understand it. Can you identify the voice of your loving Savior who calls to you? Is it clear? Is it understandable? He calls. Not just to salvation, but to life, for you to follow Him, for you to walk with Him. He calls because He wants you to know Him and to walk with Him. Jesus says, I am the door. I am the door. If your translation says, I'm the gate, that's fine. Either way. We find some key elements in our lives when we go through the door, when we come to Jesus Christ as the door. Security is found in the door, because in security there is salvation in Jesus. It provides security for us. When we enter through Jesus, we will be saved. Notice the sheep pen in the story, there's one door. Because there only needs to be one. There is only one. We go through Jesus Christ, our Savior. He is the doorway to salvation. Salvation is found in Jesus only. And because that sheep pen has only one entrance, if we're going to enter in, there's one way to do that, and we will do so through Jesus. Liberty is found in the security provided through the door. If you're on the inside, there's safety. If the door is open and the shepherd's on the outside and he calls, you know his voice and you know it's going to be okay because the shepherd's there and he invites us to go in. The scripture says those who are his, they can go in and they can come out. They can go in and they can come out, and there's that liberty that is found there. And when the shepherds would come to the door and want to get in and get their sheep, or open the door and start calling to their sheep and call them by name, and because we know the history tells us the shepherds would have pet names for their sheep. Start calling them by name, they would come out. But in contrast, the thief that might be trying to steal either one lamb so that he could maybe have a meal, or trying to steal some so he could go sell them somewhere else, or whatever he might be doing, he can't get through the door. Well, there's safety for the sheep with the door. And there's liberty, and there's because you're there, and the shepherd who's going to take care of, and you can go in and you can go out. The shepherd has full access, and the thief cannot get in. But when you're outside, your freedom is really limited. It's really when you come through the door to Jesus Christ and you enter in where you have full liberty. When you're outside, you're susceptible to all kinds of terrible things. Without any help, without any protection. The best way to have liberty is to yield your life to Jesus Christ, to give your life to Jesus, ask Him to be your Savior, and to be in relationship with Him. Now, one of the things about it is when you're following Jesus, just like any of those other lambs would be with a shepherd following a shepherd, and they're out. And he takes them to green pastures, and he takes them to quiet waters, just as David, that great shepherd of the Old Testament, describes for us in Psalm 23. You know, guess what? There could have been a lion or a coyote or whatever away out there on the edge trying to come and pick off one lamb. Always susceptible. When we are following Jesus, it doesn't mean that all the stuff of the world is not going to get to us. It doesn't mean that we won't ever have problems. It doesn't mean that we won't ever have difficulties. We will. The catch is, though, is you have a shepherd who will see you through, who will take care of you, who will protect you, who will watch over you. There is safety and there's security in coming to Jesus. There's also provisions for the sheep when you come to Jesus. You come through that door. When you come through the door, Jesus Christ, there's provisions for you. Jesus taught us to pray and ask for our daily bread, to ask God to meet our daily needs. Psalm 23, which I just mentioned, David describes for us, you know, that the concept of going to the green pasture into the still water. Now that's important. Sheep don't like running water. They like it to be still. So you have all of those things in green pasture. Can you imagine just how lush and wonderful that was, that imagery that David has for us? And I've been there. He had a hard time finding that sometimes, but he knew where it was. So does the Savior. He knows where it is. He can lead you there if you will follow Him. Jesus said, I am the door. The question is have you entered through the door? Have you come to the door and asked for entrance and asked Jesus to save you, ask Jesus to forgive you of your sin, to ask Jesus to be your Redeemer and to welcome you. If you've not entered, then you're not a sheep. And you may not realize how much danger you are actually in. You're in a lot of danger. You know, Jesus tells us another story of the sheep, and the shepherd is counted as sheep, and there's 99, but he's supposed to have 100. What does he do? Well, he leaves the 99 in the sheep pen, and he goes and looks for the one. Why? Well, you know, one reason is you know, he's a shepherd. He's trying to make a living. You know, without one sheep, it is a loss of income. But that's not the big reason. I'll state that one because everybody's going to think, well, you lose one, you're going to lose some money. I raised pigs when I was in high school. You may not know that about your pastor, but I raised pigs. I have litters of pigs every year. And when Mama Sal laid on one, killed it, that cost me. But I also miss that cute little pig and all the things that would happen. Why does the shepherd go look for the one sheep? Because the one sheep out there by itself is in trouble. The one sheep outside the pen away is in danger. If you've never come to Jesus, you're in danger. You're in danger of the ultimate, of losing the ultimate, because without Christ, there is death. Physical death and spiritual death. But yet Jesus offers for us to come to Him. If we will admit that He is a Savior and we are in need of a Savior and believe in Him and confess Him as Lord and Savior, He'll save us. That's His promise from Scripture. And if you've never done that, today's a great day for you to do that. Today's a great day for you to give your life to Him. Some of you, perhaps, you've gone through the door. You've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. But one day the door was open and you felt like Him calling Him out, and you got lured away by some other things, and you've kind of run off in some other directions away from the shepherd. Guess what? You're also in danger. Because that's not a place of safety. When you are a sheep and you run away from the shepherd, you are in danger. That is not a place of safety. But I think sometimes there are a lot of sheep wondering, well, can I come back? You can come back. You can return. I think there are a lot of sheep who show up at church on a regular basis who are like that. They're at church, but they're not really in relationship. They're at church because they feel guilty if they don't show up or whatever the case may be. But yet, they're not really with the shepherd. And He says, come to Me. He calls to you. But you've tried to ignore His call for so long, you're not really sure it's Him calling any longer. Listen, He is calling to you. He wants you there. David, the great shepherd of the Old Testament, who knew what it was like to get lured away by the stuff of this world and wander away from the Lord. And he wandered off and he ended up in trouble. He knew what it was like to be lured away by the sparkly stuff of this world. And he got away for a while. But that same David knew what it was like to humble himself to the Lord and return. And God welcomed him back. And God received him. God will do that with you. If you felt like you this morning, you've kind of wandered away, you've gotten distracted by the sparkly stuff of the world or the other things of the world that have lured you away, and you're not walking with Jesus and you know it, I want you to know today, if you'll listen, you'll hear the voice of the Savior saying, come to Me. And He will receive you to Himself, and in that there is safety and there is security. It is not found out wandering around on your own. If there are those of you who love just hanging out with the Savior, I'll bless you. Bless you. You are an encouragement to us. You keep growing in the Lord, and you have time with the Lord on a regular basis. All of those kind of wonderful, good things. How wonderful that is. Let me give you a challenging thought today. Those of you who that describes you. And some of you may think, well, it doesn't really fit me. But others of us would say, no, that fits you. Who helped you get there? Who encouraged you along? Who who helped you get to that place and to that point. Do that same thing for somebody else. It's called making disciples. Jesus has called all of us to it. All of us to make disciples, to help somebody else grow and learn in the Lord. Jesus gives life through the door. Others want to take away life. Jesus addressed that. He says that, look, there are others. They come to steal and kill and destroy. There were false messiahs who came before Jesus. And those false messiahs, people, some people would listen to them and they would follow them. But it always ended up bad. Many times they ended up as slaves. Their possessions were taken from them, and sometimes their life was taken from them. Jesus, in these words here about those who come to steal and kill and destroy, Jesus is pointing the people to those false messiahs who have already come before him. And he wants us to be aware of those. You know, for us, we can point to Satan, who seeks to steal and kill and destroy. He doesn't want you to have a great life. Jesus wants to give you abundant life. Abundant life. Full life. Not just barely getting by. Not just... No. Joy. Excitement. Peace. Patience. Kindness and goodness. And all of those wonderful things. Jesus wants to give you an abundant life. An abundant life that's found in Jesus. Found in relationship with Jesus. Found in the fullness of a relationship with Jesus. It's not found in stuff. It's not found in things. It is found in a relationship with Jesus that'll overflow into relationships with others. And in that, you'll find abundant life. Jesus wants to give you that. But you cannot have that if you don't first have a relationship with Jesus Christ as your Savior. Well, if today you're away, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to give your life to Jesus. Maybe today you've already done that, and you're one of his sheep, and you know that, but you also know you've tried to wander away from the shepherd. Maybe today, for the first time in a while, you're hearing the voice of the shepherd say, come here. Come here. Lovingly, patiently, kindly saying, come. Would you return? Would you return? Jesus is the door through whom you gain abundant life. There's no other way. There's no other way. Life is found in Jesus. Abundant life is found in Jesus. Jesus is the door. It's the one way. It's the one place you find real life. Would you give your life to him if you never have? If you have and you've wandered away, the shepherd welcomes you back as the door. He's the place. Come to him.